The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first of all, Mark Zuckerberg in court.
Yeah, very interesting. This is something that's been going on in the US for quite a while, and it is looking at the monopoly that some of these big tech companies have on the audience and questioning if the bigger companies should be broken up. So for those who don't know, Meta is Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook. They also have their VR side of the business. They have the AI side of the business. And he is now, yesterday and today, providing testimony in a case that has been brought by the FTC, so the Federal Trade Commission. This has been going on since 2020. And it's looking at the power and the dominance that Meta has and questioning if the company should be broken up into separate companies.
Now, Trump had him at the inauguration.
Yep.
So you wonder whether Trump will intervene now and stop the whole
thing. Yeah, and I think this feeds into, you know, what you've been covering on the program over the last little while. It also feeds into their announcement today about Europeans' data being used to train its AI. These issues are going to be used as bargaining chips when it comes to the US and the European Union. There is no question about it. Last week, the Data Protection Commission announced that it is looking at X, so formerly known as Twitter, and Grok's use of user data. Today, Meta has announced that from today, customers on the platforms will start getting notifications that information that is publicly available. So if you have a public Facebook profile or a public Instagram profile, its AI, it'll use that data to train its AI. Now, a few things to note here. As I said, this will be used at some stage in terms of a bargaining chip. We know that the Americans and we know that big tech have a huge issue with the EU regulations and user privacy, GDPR, all of that kind of stuff. This is without question going to come up as an issue.
Now, how do they train with what? I mean, if you send a message on Facebook to somebody, or is it about your imagery?
It's about the images, the captions and the comments. Really important to stress here. Although WhatsApp is a Meta company, WhatsApp is a separate thing entirely because of the end-to-end encryption.
So if we persuaded all our listeners, everyone in Ireland, to actually post that Trump is an idiot,
yeah,
would their AI learn that Trump is indeed an idiot?
Potentially, yeah. It does learn, and it learns how people speak and interact and all the rest. One thing I want to flag, though, is that users from today will get a notification about this. And Meta has said that they will make it easy for people to object to their data being used. So there is an opt-out if you don't want to use it. Now, you may remember we spoke about this and we gave a tutorial on how to opt-out a few months ago because they were mentioning this a few months ago. If you objected at that stage, you don't have to re-object.
Okay.
So if you objected at that stage, but if you didn't object at that stage, you have the opportunity to do it now. And I am begging everybody to please listen to me now. Posting on your story that you're not okay with it happening is not a legal objection.
You've got to go in and get the form.
You have to do the form. Now, Meta has said that they're going to make it easy to understand, easy to do and easy to access. But you have to do it in that official way. And I know I'm going to wake up tomorrow and everyone's going to have it on their story that they don't consent to Meta doing blah, 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 blah. That's not a legal document. You have to do it the proper way.
All right. We'll see how that all evolves because GDPR is part of everything, of course. And WhatsApp is encrypted end to end.
It is. And actually, after our conversation last week about the Meta AI that's appeared in WhatsApp, I don't know if you now have the symbol in your WhatsApp,
symbol.
So I was talking to the Irish Data Protection Commission about this. And what they have said is they have engaged with Meta. They've looked at it quite extensively. And what they have found is that there's no concern from a GDPR point of view, because everything that happens with the Meta AI within WhatsApp is on platform. That means it's just within you. It's sort of ring fenced to your phone.
Okay.
No information is going back to Meta and no break is happening in terms of the end to end encryption. So Meta is fully allowed to insert new features. They've done that with a few different aspects in WhatsApp in the last number of years. But from a DPC point of view, there is no red flag.
All right. Questions coming in. I live in Italy, listen to News Talk every day. I have an Italian and Irish phone. But for some reason, the Go Loud app will not open on my Italian phone. Suddenly, I've refreshed it, but I still can't get it to open. Is there anything I can do?
I would need to know what phone it is. So the app should work when you, it'll ask you, it'll prompt you after a while to create an account. So make sure that you have, so uninstall the app.
It's not geo-protected or anything like
No, you should be able to listen anywhere in the world. So what I'd say is uninstall the app, reinstall the app, and log in. Log in with an email address rather than your phone number, just to make it easier. If that doesn't work, drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com and I'll get our tech team to look into it for you.
Can you ask Jess, what's the best phone plan for business with unlimited data, calls, etc.? I'm due an upgrade with Vodafone, but they're increasing their plan, Red Unlimited, by the annual amount. Need calls for business and personal. I'm also looking at upgrading from iPhone 8 Plus to either iPhone 15 or 16 and deciding the best way to go with either the company or SIM only. That's from Sean in Galway.
So what I, it depends on if you're self-employed or if you're the person making the decisions here in terms of your price plan. From your text, it makes it sound like you are. So what I would recommend you do is have a look at something, and I know I say it all the time, but like GOMO. I think GOMO is a very hard deal to beat. It's 15 quid a month for your calls, texts and data. You get your roaming allocation and all the rest. So in terms of performance, it is incredible.
So buy your phone.
That is the caveat, yeah, that you need to buy the phone. Now, again, as I always say, you can buy them refurbished or you can buy a brand new phone, buy it outright. That way, then you have it. It's yours. You're not tied into a contract. If you have employees, you can also move them over to GOMO as well.
Is there any value in an iPhone 8 in the trade-in market?
Yeah, you'll get something for it. So you can go to the Apple or the select stores, or there are certain places that do take trade-ins and do it that way. But as I said, I just don't understand people, particularly when the prices are going up every year, every April on the traditional contracts. It just doesn't make sense anymore.
What smartwatch would Jess recommend? Not too expensive to buy, under 100 euros, please. Good battery life between charging for adult use.
So the Fitbit Charge 6 is still my number one. Now, it is over 100 euro, but only just. If you shop around, you can get it for cheaper. But it is the most sophisticated, but it is neat and it will do all the fitness tracking you want. But it also has a built-in ECG monitor. You can use elements of it for smartwatch functionality.
And do you have to pay a monthly sub to get any of the functionality?
No. All the core functionality is there. You have the option to subscribe to Fitbit Premium. I've never done it. I had a free month trial for 3 months and I didn't really utilize it.
I have old devices, phones, iPads, but unfortunately many I cannot wipe, screen smashed, forgotten passwords, etc. I'm obviously slow to recycle them, but I hate having them all sitting there. That's from Ev. So the idea, forgotten the password, but the data is still,
it's still
on those
there.
Devices.
Yeah, I think there's a few different ways you can go about this. You could bring them to a data retrieval expert who might be able to hook devices into the phone and get into it that way. I do think
a hammer works very well, I find, to
just wreck it. Yeah, absolutely wreck it. But take it to your local Wii center. So what they do is they ensure that they are recycled and sort of broken up in a responsible way.
Another one, my Dexcom G7 keeps losing Bluetooth signal on my iPhone XR. Troubleshooting has not worked. Will a new phone have better Bluetooth capability? That's from Carmel in Thurles.
Which iPhone is it?
It's the iPhone XR.
The XR, see, the XR is quite old now. So this is a glucose monitor.
It presumably is someone who's diabetic. And is keeping track of their blood sugars.
Yeah. Now, so the XR, so that's the 10, the iPhone 10. If you think about it, we're now on the iPhone 16. So that device is a little bit old. So the connectivity on a newer phone.
Bluetooth should be still, I mean, that's an old technology now, Bluetooth connections.
But I do wonder if there's software in question here as well, which could be an issue. So I don't know is the honest answer. I'm not familiar enough with the Dexcom devices.
It's what they call the handshake between the device and the phone.
Exactly. So that's the Dexcom would do the little handshake with the phone and they'd be connected. But I don't know if there's any software involved. So if you want to email me, techtalk@newstalk.com, let me know if there's an app in question or what exactly it is that's causing the issue. But the Bluetooth, unless the phone has been damaged, that's the other thing as well. The phone could have been damaged.
But you can check Bluetooth against other devices.
Exactly it, yeah. And but yeah, drop me an email and I'll look into it a bit further for
you. Great stuff. Jess Kelly, thank you very much. Don't forget our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.